All right. We wrap with Royce every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the show. Pat, you start wherever you want to start today. A lot happening in and around the state of Minnesota.
Well, the Twins decided to play, which kind of surprised me with the lousy weather. But I guess they want to get the four games played here at Target Field, and the only way to do that would be to play today. They're going to have to play a doubleheader tomorrow, and I wonder what time they'll start that, because we don't know if the curfew is still going to be in place or not. So they got to be done by, 6:30 or so. So they might play it at 11 in the morning. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they said 1 o'clock, Pat.
I thought they
tomorrow?
Yep.
I even thought they said 2.
Since it's 2 shortened games. Because remember, we're only playing 7-inning games.
Yes, but you also have to play 14 innings.
Yeah, well, they might. Who knows? Who knows?
You said they're going to play at two tomorrow?
No, it Judge right. Tomorrow, the first game of the doubleheader tomorrow will be at 1:10.
Why the hell won't they play it? They don't want to admit how long baseball games take. Huh? They got no chance. I suppose they figure they can suspend it at 6:30 and finish it on Thursday then.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I remember the old when the Cubs were on WGN, they played basically all day games. And the TV guide schedule, the game would always start at 1:20. And then they'd be on to their the local news at 4 o'clock, and it might spill over by 5 minutes, but that was all you needed. 1:20 to 4 o'clock.
Those were the days.
Day game, man. Those
and were the most days, baby. You had a post game show with the great. You're too young for Jack Brickhouse, though, right, Phil?
Yep, I was Harry Carey and Steve.
You were all Harry. Guy. Okay. Yep. All right. Well, then, yeah, they'd get Harry for 10 minutes afterwards most of the time. Then. Brickhouse was a legend before Harry. He was there forever. He was terrible, but every town has a favorite terrible announcer, don't they? I mean, if you stick around long enough, you're going to be beloved, even if you're terrible. And Brickhouse was terrible.
I don't know who you're talking about in this town, Patrick. I have no idea who you'd be talking about.
No, I'm not going to get into that. But there's a couple of guys who've been pretty overrated here, but we love them anyway. So, and I'm not talking about Dave Benz. He hasn't been here long enough.
He's been here for like almost 10 years, though, hasn't he?
I know.
Poor Dave Benz, though. I mean, Dave Benz is ascending straight to heaven when he dies after having this job.
Especially when he tries to say something positive in the most outrageous fashion, and Jim Pete gives him silence.
Yep.
Jim Pete, dedicated homer, won't sign on to some of Dave's optimistic stuff. But anyhow, yeah, the Twins are playing, so I'm going to run on down there. You coming over, Judd?
No, not today.
What the heck's wrong with you? Don't be such a sissy. Although
Judd's about to die from the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, I got
shot,
the Johnson & Johnson on for Friday, so I'm just waiting for the clots to take effect, Pat.
So on the other day, Sunday, when it was it Sunday? When was I there when it was freezing? Saturday, right?
Saturday. Yep, I was there Sunday.
Well, if they have the windows closed, if they have the windows open today, I might last two innings, so. In the press box, so because it's what 37 or something for a high. Today,
yeah, the problem is I don't think they'll close them because of the pandemic.
Yeah,
I know that's the excuse they use, but they did take a pregame vote and only a couple of guys complained properly with proper bitterness, but If the windows are open, see you later. I'll ask two innings. So
Pat,
I just want to go down and see if there's any hell being raised outside or anything. So
sure. Pat, what do you think the first move new Timberwolves owner Alex Rodriguez is going to implement with the franchise?
I think he'll let Gerson and Chris Finch go for a year, don't you? I think plus if he's not going to have control and, complete control, then Taylor would probably, make sure that those guys get at least one more year, don't you think?
So this whole thing where Glenn wants to show them the ropes for like two or three years or whatever it is that his way of essentially like trying to keep the Wolves in Minnesota, or is there 2 years worth of things that he really needs to show Alex Rodriguez and Walmart guy.
I might think that it's the money's coming in installments is what I might think. I wouldn't bet against that either, would you?
I trust A-Rod's word.
No, I do. Oh, sure. Why wouldn't you? He's never lied about anything. But you know what? I just wrote it. It'll be in the paper here. It'll be online pretty soon. I've decided I'm all in on A-Rod. Because when you look at the owners we have in this town, you look at the NBA being, I said this the other day, being all about star power, right? You're a nothing franchise if you don't have star power. He gives you star power, not even on the court. He would be, you know, all of a sudden, you're being looked at nationally, and then Cat sticks around, and you got Anthony Edwards coming up. All of a sudden, I think A-Rod gives them credence in a league where it's not based on wins and losses. It's based on whether you have any star power or not. And I think people will look at the Wolves differently if he takes the team over.
And we'll hear chants of A-Rod, 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 and it'll be great until the team moves.
MVP.
Until the team announces it is going to Long Island, as Royce talked about on Unchained yesterday, to play in the Islanders' new building.
Well, that's a possibility, but I think that we will get our chance to refurbish the arena again, this time by blowing it up, but who knows? I think we got to take it at face value for a couple of years and see what happens, you know?
Yeah. And by the way, there's a report that I think Star Tribune had this. So A-Rod, well, Glenn Taylor flat out said A-Rod was in town yesterday to just meet with Wolves and Lynx employees and whatnot. And
Ethan Casson told me that he was in town yesterday.
Got it. Okay.
Texted me. So they were in town. They were going to go to the game, but they didn't. So they ended up A-Rod's jet was at the airport, but they met with the Gerson and his staff. They met with the players, and they met with Cheryl Reeve, and they went over and looked at the practice facility apparently. And then when the game was canceled, postponed, they got in the plane and left town. We think, I don't know, but he was here yesterday. Yes. Yeah. Yes, he was.
By the way, a report here, too, that the Masters gets the lowest ratings since 1993. Did you wind up finding any time to watch the Masters over the weekend?
Yeah, I did, although not much on Sunday. I was off doing something else. I watched a lot on Saturday when I had a chance, and when I got back, they were still playing. You know, I got back from the ballpark. I went seven innings. I turned Saturday into a doubleheader and left after seven.
Yeah, one game.
So, yeah. Left after seven. So I got to see quite a bit of that. And I watched like the replay on Friday too, but I don't know. I wish I'd seen the finish to see if there was any drama or not. Cause Hideki was looked like he was trying to lose it, but they wouldn't let him. So I kind of like that when that happens at the tournament, but I did not watch a lot of it. It was a decent leaderboard, but not a great, you know, it was more of a leaderboard that they get excited about in Fort Worth, right? If it's in, you know, if it's in some place like that. It wasn't the great Masters leaderboard, that's for sure.
Yeah, Zalatoris, I think, was like the most intriguing thing to watch on the back nine, which is fun if you're a golf nerd.
If you could see him, I kept thinking it was a bush or a tree or something.
Did he turn sideways? Where'd he go?
Where is he? They say 160. If that's 160, I weigh 700.
Oh, yeah, he makes Declan look like Yokozuna, for God's sake.
Yes, he does. Yes. Yeah, compared to him, Declan, we're getting Declan in some of those little shorts that they use over in Japan that show your that cover up your unit and nothing else. We'll get Declan in a pair of those and he'll bump belly.
No, what are you saying? Bonsai. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see Declan in a thing only covering up his unit, Pat.
I don't want to look at myself.
No, that's
like
a terrible idea.
And I love my
I don't want to see any other man like that ever.
Wow.
I'm already on borrowed time with a Johnson & Johnson shot. Don't make it worse.
You actually got sick, huh?
Yeah, for a day I felt like crap.
Okay. Yeah. Oh well.
But yeah, I mean, it's a day, so I just laid around. I didn't go to the game on
Saturday. I never felt the thing. Maybe they gave me water. Maybe I got, what do they call that when you're
placebo?
When they give you the tests and you know, the half of the people get the real stuff and the other half they're saying, tough luck, you're going to die. We're giving you the water here, you know.
But we're going to see how you fare.
We need the data, though. Yeah.
Yeah, we need the data.
Very important research.
So, as you're taking that last breath, thanks for the data. You know, that's good. We appreciate the data.
Yep.
So.
You were a very, very good participant in our study. Now you're going to die.
Yeah. Have they told us yet? Are we curfewed again tonight or not? It's we're talking.
I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay. Well, they probably let her go one more night, I would guess, since and then see if things are modestly settled down, and then they might let us get out and about again. Yeah. We did not have the grocery store panic yesterday though, like we did the last time when we had the curfew. I stopped at Barley's at 4 o'clock, and it was normal crowds in there, and they weren't buying all the toilet paper.
I was going to say, toilet paper was not all gone?
Although I have so much toilet paper left over from hoarding it that I don't really have to worry about it.
You can never have enough. That's the thing.
I didn't hoard it. I just bought it every time I went to the store, even though I didn't need it. I'd just buy one pack, but
Why don't you walk down the street to Teresa's and overdose spicy quesadillas?
That'll take care of some of that.
But there are certain things that like Dawn will say, we have plenty of toothpaste. It doesn't go bad, and we can always use more. Like toilet paper. We have too much.
Johnny, whatever his name was, who worked at Packer Report. John, what, you know him. He was Albert Lee guy. And John, what the hell
Packer
was his
Report?
Name? Yeah, way back before
or Viking you. Or Viking update.
Packer Report. He was a Green
I don't
Bay.
Remember.
Green
Bay. I don't remember.
John. God, I can't remember his name. I'm so senile. But I remember we were in the middle of one of our recessions, right? And he was bragging. He was drunk at the Super Bowl reception. And telling everybody, we don't have any recession in Green Bay. Yeah, always they're going to need toilet paper. No matter, the last thing that you don't buy is toilet paper, right? That's the last you'll pass on food before you pass on toilet paper.
Got to have it.
Yeah. There's no
more leaves.
You can also just hose yourself down if you really need to.
Yeah, and we can't.
Declan's got the bidet.
We had the fall cleanup, and we didn't lose any leaves, so we don't even have leaves here this year. We can't even use those. So
go outside. I got to go outside and get some leaves.
All right, Pat, we'll get a toilet paper update tomorrow. Talk to you
later. All right, I think we're looking good, though. See ya.
Bye. Bye. Rapping with Ricey, the legendary.
You never know where it's going to go.
God.
You never know. You can think you know, but you don't know.